Blog Talk Radio.
This morning for this show, I think it's necessary. So let's get it. Piz knopping. Emily Dunlap. I have to set it. Let's get it going, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this your daily go get him show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It's the Daily Go Get It Men Show all up in your area. And I hope that y'all feeling like real men and real women should surely show the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely show the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. How you feeling? Mine's good to see me, son. You put my eyes on you. My eye hole. I got you, my eye hole. What's up, huh? So this morning on the Daily Go Get 'Emism show, we are talking about when you got good sense, but you're losing some of your good senses. Your sense of hearing, your sense of sight, your sense of taste, your sense of touch, your sense of being able to do the stuff that you used to be able to do. Y'all know, as well as I know, each and every one of us has a particular gift that we're good at. And it seems like it's a natural gift. Even if we have practiced and we've honed it, the ability to be able to practice and get better at it and hone it is ours, naturally. God-given. Universe doled out. And, you know, when we're younger, we may take those abilities, those senses for granted. Take it for granted. That's what we do. But when you realize that some of those things are unable for you to be taken for granted, and it can actually start to affect you really, really adversely later on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay. Let's start off with eyesight, because this is something that I can definitely relate to, and a lot of people that are watching the show could probably relate to that. You know, when your eyes start going bad, when your eyes first start, if you're a person who hasn't worn glasses all your life, you probably don't want to be a person that's going to have to wear glasses for the rest of your life. Some people don't like to wear glasses because they don't like the way they look with the glasses on. Some people don't like to wear glasses because, you know, they don't want to face the reality that they can't see as well as they used to see. I think with me, first of all, I didn't like to wear glasses. When I was younger, I used to wear shades every now and then, sunglasses and shit like that, but I didn't really like to wear them for a long time. It was a pain in the ass. I never really liked the way they felt on my face, even if I had a nice pair, comfortable pair, whatever. And I really don't like to hide my eyes, to be honest with you. I don't like to hide my eyes. I like for people to see what I'm talking about. And I like to see other people's eyes when I'm talking to them, too. And even though if it's a clear pair of glasses, you can still see. But my eyes started alerting me to the fact there was a problem in the beginning of 2017. And I'm thinking that it was probably really at the end of 2016. And what put me on to it was when I would be at work, certain things that were far away started to look blurry. But I was thinking that it was only in one eye. It seemed like my right eye was good, but my left eye was suffering a little bit. It had never occurred to me that I needed glasses. I really thought that maybe I was having some kind of allergic reaction. I thought that something was going on outside of the fact that, yeah, maybe my eyes were starting to fail me. So I'm telling people about it, like, yo, you know, like sometimes when I'm at work, and I only noticed it when I was at work. When I'm at work, like things seem a little blurry, like signs and things like that. Still, never occurred to me that, you know, maybe you should go get your eyes checked. Then somebody put me on. And they was like, yo, when was the last time you had an eye exam? I was like, ding, eye exam? What you talking about? Anything wrong with my eyes? At least not the right one. I thought I had 20/20 vision. Well, anyway, so I went to the eye doctor. Eye exam. Turns out, like, oh, yo, you need glasses. Yeah. You need glasses. I was like, need glasses? My first question was, well, how long am I going to need these glasses? I don't want to wear these for the rest of my life. And me being on the holistic side of things, like, isn't there another way to correct your vision? Well, there are techniques that you can employ to strengthen your eyes back to a better level than they may have descended to, but you're probably not going to ever see as well as you did before. So it really woke me up to the fact that, yo, I really took my eyesight for granted for years, and it's not something I can do now. I knew that once I started getting glasses that I would have to keep upgrading the prescription, because they say that the glasses correct your eyesight, but that's not really what they mean. What they mean is it allows you to be able to see as far as where you are right then and there. So whatever your problem is, if you have astigmatism or if you are nearsighted or farsighted or whatever, it will help that. But it does not correct your vision as far as giving you a game plan for later on to be able to stop using the glasses. And that's what I wanted. I'm like, well, what can we do to help me not need the glasses anymore? That was my goal. And it was like, well, you know, Mr. McIntyre, we ain't in the business of taking away our own business. So if there is a way out there that you can see better, you ain't going to get it here. You better go to the internet. Ask one of those naturopathic doctors that you be that you have so much confidence in. And
my eyes are getting progressively worse. And people have told me it was because these cell phones are ruining people's eyes or whatever. I'm like, damn, so by the time I'm become a senior citizen, I'm gonna be totally blind, huh? And it is a concern of mine. Like, I can still see and read up to certain distances, but it's nothing like it was before. So when I put the glasses on, I'm seeing things in high def. Before you realize that you need glasses, you don't even realize that you're seeing things that are a little blurry. It's sort of like when you adjust the sharpness when you adjust the TV screen. The sharpness brings things, you know, makes the lines more defined and straighter. So, yeah. So eyesight is one of those things that we may take for granted until we lose them. Who knew? Who knew? What's going on, Annette Davis, the number one? Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on? It's good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming on through Saturday, crew. You know how we do. Sister Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. Quick, fast, in the hurry. Charlene Curry. Quick, fast, in the hurry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Sister Charlene? How you feeling, Sister Charlene? It's good to see me. My fact. A lot of things. We're not going to just start. We're not going to get stuck on or hung up on just vision and hearing and stuff like that. I want to talk about anything and everything that you used to be able to do or that you used to take for granted physically. And contrast them to where you are with them now. So we want to track the decline, but we're not doing it so we can boo-hoo about it, a bitch about it. But I think it's important that we take a look at it. And maybe we can find out why some of them happen and what we can do in the future in order to fix them. So that's what we talk about on the Daily Go Get It Business show. You got good sense, but you're losing some of your good senses. Now, the reason that I said that you got good sense, luckily, you know, I don't feel like I am, and I don't know anybody else that seems to be losing their good sense, like, you know, dementia. Or, you know, like everybody that I know currently, knock on wood, is straight mentally, emotionally, but it's not, I'm not dealing with people who are talking to themselves and really, really thinking that somebody is there. I'm not dealing with people who are acting crazy or doped out, drugged out, and all of that kind of stuff. So that's a good thing. So because long-term drug use can actually cause you to start losing your mind. And we don't want to go there. We ain't trying to see that. We don't want to. No, no, no. No, no, Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita, says, I've been wearing them since fifth grade, shaking my head. So you've been wearing glasses since you were in the fifth grade. Now, what happened in first, second, third, and fourth grade? Were you seeing well, or did you not think? Did you think that something was well? Did you really think that everything was okay? And then you realize, like, dang, the chalkboard, I don't be seeing certain things on the chalkboard. When the teacher go up to the chalkboard, you know, I don't be seeing the math problems or whatever, or reading spelling words. Like, when you come to the realization that there's a problem, it's an eye-opening experience. No pun intended. But it is an eye-open experience. You open your eye hole, son. Okay, so let me see if y'all say anything else. Cheryl Hudson says, I feel exactly the same way. I noticed I needed glasses when I was eating. I mean, when I was eating TV. Maybe you mean eating while watching TV, because I know you ain't never ate no TV. I know that's for a fact. where they got some kind of candy called TV. All right, anyway, watching TV. But I had to move closer to read the captions. Oh, shit. I was wondering how long it takes glasses to correct my vision. Yeah. Correct them as soon as you put them on. And it messes them up as soon as you take them back off. You know what I'm saying? This is our plight. This is where we're going to be for a minute. This is where we're going to be for a minute. Yeah. Now, see, when I was at home, I didn't think anything was wrong with my vision at all because the TV is closer. When I was at work, we had long hallways. So I used to be able to read stuff really far away. And I could still read it, but it was looking blurry. And I'm dead giving myself my own eye test, but not coming up with, yo, something wrong with your eye. So I'm like, oh, yeah, it looked blurry in this eye. But this eye is cool. And look, and you know what? This eye is still better. Like, now this eye is so bad, I have to get up on the screen to read it. Like, from right here, it's blurry. And that's what it was. It was blurry. It wasn't, like, illegible. It was just blurry. But look, I'm trying to wear these the whole show. All right. Oh, yeah, when I'm driving, like, I don't even go outside in at night. Like, I can't. My night vision is all fucked up. My night vision is messed up. Like, you know, like, I really need glasses at night, or it's going to be hard to read street signs and even license plates and things like that. So that's where we are. But yeah, I didn't think that anything was wrong when I was at home. There was no evidence that there was a problem. But then when I got the glasses and I was watching TV, I was like, damn, I thought the TV was older, like an older flat screen. So I'm thinking, like, you know, it was wearing out. It's time to get a new joint. I'm like, no. I'm like, oh, the picture is just as clear as it has ever been. But my eyes weren't as good. So, and even when I went to the eye doctor, I was like, no, my right eye is good. He was like, yeah, it's all that. It was not all that, son. My right eye was not all that. Not at all. Make sure that y'all hit the like button. Hit the like button. You know what I mean? Let everybody know what you're liking today. Hit the like button and subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel. And share the show. I know that you did it already, yo, but share the show. I know you did it already, yo. But, yeah, like the show. Share the show. Subscribe to the channel. Carol Chamberlain says, in the earlier years, I didn't have a problem seeing. But my teachers noticed that if they moved my seat closer to the room, to the front of the room. Oh, really? So they put you on when you might have an eye problem. They had to tell you you had an eye problem. And you wasn't even staring. Charlene Curry says, my eyes started getting bad after staring at the computer all day at work. They say that really hurts your eyes. And you know what the thing is about it for me, Charlene, is that I'm like, well, how come? I remember when I was when we didn't have computers and all of that, and people said that people's eyes was getting bad from being sitting too close to the TV. Remember they said that shit back in the day? You know, you sitting too close to the TV is messing up your eyes. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, can somebody tell me? Okay, you know what? Let's look it up. Let's look it up. Fuck it. Now, amazingly, you know, I've never looked this up before. Look, we still on this page about the pigs, these smart ass pigs from last night. Did any of y'all look up pigs? Oink oink, the oink oink oink. Are computers and cell phones ruining our eyesight? And if so, how?
Okay, let's see here.
oh, you know what's going on? I had it on images. Like, I'm like, well, where's the shit? Where's the shit? Okay. Too much screen time can wreck your eyes. Smartphones, laptops, and other handheld devices all transmit light. However, the blue light in particular may be toxic for your eyes. We're doomed, yo. We are fucking doomed. Something about this blue light. Okay, smartphones, laptops, and other handheld devices all transmit light. However, the blue light in particular may be toxic for your eyes. Scientists at the University of Toledo have discovered how blue light emitted from your technology has the potential to lead to macular degeneration, one of the leading causes of vision loss in the United States. It's no secret that the blue light harms our vision by damaging the eye's retina, said Ajif. Anyway, macular degeneration is the result of photoreceptor cell death in the retina. The function of the photoreceptor cells is to capture visual images and signal them to the brain using a molecule called retinol. Retinol, which is produced by the eye, is triggered by the blue light and causes various chemical reactions. The reactions within the eye can be poisonous to the photoreceptor cell molecules, rendering them damaged. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I will copy that and put it in the comments. Y'all can check that out for yourselves later. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, Omar, night driving is hard for me. The headlights of cars coming toward me bother me. Damn. Monica Davis. Queen Monica is all up in the house. What up, Queen Monica? Queen Matu Mayini, she says, at least your third eye is clear. Got good sense, but losing your good senses. T. Carrie Wright is all up in the house today, tonight, and all through the day. Hey. Good to see me some. You, every time you come through, I be like, yeah. Okay, the blue light from electronic devices are said to be hard on the eyes. Carol Chamberlain said, okay. All right. Yeah, you sure did, Carol. You did say it before I looked it up. What a smarty pants. Okay. Annette Davis says, I used to be an athlete. I played football, basketball, softball, ran track. I could dance the night away. Now, with arthritis, playing sports are difficult. And as far as dancing, one song is all I got. And I'm glad that you pushed it to that because I really wanted to talk about that. Like I said, we're not going to relegate this conversation to just your five senses. You know what I mean? Like when you can't do something that you used to be able to do, it's a little depressing. It's a little demoralizing. It's not a fun thing. It's not a fun situation to be in. You don't want to be a part of that. You know, we all talk about the things that we used to be able to do or whatever. And it's hard. We like Annette saying, when you were an athlete, you running, jumping, you know, that all that athletic ability is what people used to admire about you. And it probably had your body looking a certain type of way, and you got used to it looking that way. Sexy, 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 sexy. And when you can't do those things anymore, of course, your body responds in a certain type of way. So you may be gaining weight when you used to be able to keep, maybe you used to be able to eat anything that you wanted to eat. And now, if you look at a jelly bean, you're going to gain like 5 pounds. Today, one jelly bean. Yeah, you want to talk about magic beans? Yeah. And that's tough to deal with. I'm dealing with it now. Shoot, just 4 or 5 years ago, you know what I mean? I'm feeling like I was a powerhouse. I'm like, you big tub of lard. And you may not feel like working like you used to be. Like, you used to want to work out all the time, exercise all the time. Now you're like, I got other shit I got to do. Where before you used to prioritize that. And now that you're not prioritizing it, it's having an impact. It's showing itself. It's revealing. Your laziness is showing. And I'm not saying that you're lazy, but you can see the difference in your attitude and you know, physically, mentally, emotionally. Things are different. And you miss the old days. Like, yo, I used to be able to eat hoagies, cheese, steaks, pizza, anything I wanted to, snacks, cakes, cookies, wouldn't gain a pound. Now I can't sniff sugar. Now I can't sniff that. And Annette is talking about arthritis. That shit is real. You know what I mean? I think I'm getting it. Like, this hand be doing funny shit. Like, it be locking up. I'm like, what you doing? This is locking up shit. I'm like, I eat colon rings. Just like any other thing in this world. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. Use it or lose it. So we have to perform routine maintenance on ourselves on a regular basis. You can't go weeks and months and years without doing something and think that you're going to come back and be able to do it at that same level. But we be trying to do it. You know, you used to play basketball. You ever see somebody that used to be able to run ball? And they go out there on that court after they haven't ran ball in years and they fuck around. It'd be an emergency room visit just waiting for them. Just waiting for them. Because they can't handle the rock. And all that, you know, basketball, that running and stopping and starting, trying to defend, trying to dribble and perform offense is way more than just shooting. Basketball is very physical. The next day, your knees is all messed up. You might have broke your ankles or had your ankles broken for you, trying to defend somebody that was indefensible for you. Like I said, your shoulder messed up, your arms all hurting. Your back is fucked up. You might be ace bandaging it today on some real shit. Ace bandaging it. So yeah, I mean, but that's pretty much where we are with things. So I mean, like Annette was saying, if you should like to dance, just like to dance, and you can't get on the dance floor like, you know, Rob Bass and Easy Rock, It Takes Two, come on. You still like, oh, yeah, I'm dancing this shit. You're like, all right, I'm going to dance to this shit. But I hope they don't play nothing good after that. Because right after this, all I have is a slow drag. I got a slow drag in me. That's it. You know, and David says, you're right. I have become lazy, especially nowadays with COVID. I got depressed and no motivation to get back to a routine. Yeah. You know, we're not really encouraged to go out. It's not the same. It's just not the same. So you may not be as active as you used to be, and it may be showing. Not just by the way you look, because everybody else is going to tell you, oh, you still look great. You look great, and you do. But you know on the inside that you're not doing what you used to do and what you know that you can do, and it's having an impact on your attitude. You feel in some kind of way like, yo, it almost feels like you're cheating on yourself. You know you're not treating your body the way that you used to treat it, and your body seems to be responding in kind. Like, all right, you don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. Try to run for a bus. See what happens. And here go the ill shit. You not even doing no strenuous activity. You just doing some kind of everyday motion and you fuck around to get a Charlie horse. And nothing reminds you that you haven't been working out or you haven't been exercising or taking good care of yourself like a Charlie horse. And that shit hurts and you can't just wish it away or whatever. It feels like something is inside of your muscles just, you know, crawling. Like a wave. Charlie. Sure Hudson says, cracking the hell up. When I can't play ball, I'm going to die. Well, not die, but I love it. And I know it's coming, but dang. Wait. Let's talk about your hair for a minute, ladies. And men. You know, some of y'all used to have a real pretty mane. You know what I'm saying? Used to have a real pretty mane. And some of y'all still do. But you know, when your hair was young and it was strong and you was taking care of it, you know, some people really took care of their hair. Don't mean that it took care of you later on. That hair starts to thin. And it ain't just because people are wearing tight braids or weaves or wigs or whatever. Hair wears out. And it's also indicative, like baldness or hair thinning, is indicative of actually a heart condition. So all of these bald men you see out here may have something going on with the ticker. And that was always my biggest issue. Like, yo, when I started, you know, losing my hair, I was like, so what you saying? Because I was always good in health class, so I knew what that baldness was about. I'm like, bad enough, heart disease runs in my family rampant. So I was concerned about it. But yeah, you know, when you combing your hair, you see that shit falling into the sink. It might not be coming out in clumps, but it's enough for you to start seeing, like, yo, I'm shedding. Some men can't deal with it. Donald Trump can't deal with it. He said, fuck that. I'm going to find another way. I'm going to come over this. And I honestly believe that had he not got exposed for having that man wig, weave, whatever, I think he would have still stayed, you know, getting that shit. Because we knew something wasn't right with it from the... Nobody hair perfect like that, and who wears their hair like that? Nobody's hair is that perfect all the time. But it's a serious thing. And honestly, you may have liked the way that you looked when your hair was full and it was strong and it was thick. You may have liked it. You liked yourself. You know, you were able to wear different styles and, you know, I mean, create different looks for yourself or whatever and be creative. When you lose your hair, you ain't going to be all that creative. You're going to be bald creative, especially as a man. You know, I've had almost every haircut that came out when I had hair. When it starts getting thin, you got to shave it down unless you just want to rock that bald spot. And I don't know who want to do that. I mean, I don't know if you want to do that. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on out. It's always good to see you, no doubt. No mustard with that, Charlie. Yeah. Carol Chamberlain says, my hair started thinning about 10 years ago. It still grows, but it's thin. And I used to have very thick hair. Funny thing is, some of us didn't even know what thin or thick hair even meant. Started getting thin in hair. I'm like, that's what they mean by thin hair? I was like, I don't know. How you know? Did you measure every follicle? Did you measure every follicle? I didn't know what they meant by thin hair, thick hair. Annette Davis says, I'm very sensitive about my hair now that I'm losing my hair. People always joking women's hair, joking about women's hair or lack of hair. I'm very insecure when it comes to my hair. That's why I hide it. Man, one day you'll realize, you know, that can only work with what you got. You can't work with what you don't have no more. But everybody has their time, Annette. Everybody has their time. So you do what you got to do during the time that you are spending, you know. One day, you may just see, like, I don't know, fuck it. You know what? I'm still here. I'm still all right. I'm still sexy. I still have all of the other gifts that God gave me. And you still have that gift, too. You just have to readjust it, just like your eyesight. You know what I mean? You may not have that 20/20, like Ayana, my daughter's eyesight is like, she can see shit that ain't even there. I'm like, what the fuck? You see things like animals see. You know how you have a dog or a cat, and you see them looking at shit, and you thinking like, what is it, a fly here? And I'm like, ain't nothing. They see in spirits. Ayana can see spirits. I'm like, you can read that? She reading through walls and shit. I don't know if my eyesight was ever that good. But she young. She young. That's how I be. No, so it says chemo sucks when it comes to losing hair for a while. I met my brother Steve, when he passed, the last time I saw him was in 2016, and he was teasing me about my hair. He was bald too, but it was because of chemo. He was like, yeah, but my hair is going to grow back. My hair is going to grow back. I'm only bald because of the chemo. He was like, you bald because you bald. I was like, yep, but I've had some time to get used to it. And, you know, it's a good thing. I wasn't the asshole that I really am, because I could have been like, yeah, my hair ain't gone because I'm sick. I'm alive and well. Steve was dead a year later. So needless to say, I did not regret my decision not to tease him. There was no way I was going to do that. But I was like, you sure I'm throwing stones in a glass house? You living straight in the glass house. I miss the fuck out of my man. I miss him. I miss him all the time. You know what I'm saying? That was my dude. But yeah, when you have an illness and you lose your faculties, you lose some of your senses, you lose some of your abilities, it's a whole different story, because that's a whole different level. You know, a lot of times our vanity keeps us feeling some kind of way about not looking this way or appearing this way or that way to other people. That's our vanity. It really ain't nothing. I don't like to wear glasses. It's not that I don't like the way I look with glasses, but I definitely love the way I look without them. And I don't like to wear them. I don't like being dependent. But that's vanity too. It's vanity. There's no real way around it. Once you come to the realization that it's really all in your head, that it's really you just wanting to stay cute, that's holding you back, you start freeing yourself. And like I said, it comes at different times for different people. But once you get there, you actually gain strength that other people knew that you had, but they also knew that you were not using. And they will try to capitalize on that shit. You know? So, you know, when you still have the rest of the gifts that you had, especially your mental state, or should I say your mental capacity, you still smart as shit. You're still able to figure out things. You're still able to make a way. You know? You're still able to think your way out of situations instead of having to punch your way out of situations or cry your way out of situations. It's a good thing. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Hit that like button. Hit the like button. You know what time it is. And share the show, y'all. Just share the show. Yeah, share the show, y'all. Yeah, act like you know. And subscribe to that channel. Be down with the crew every day, me and you. Sure, put those glasses back on. The show ain't over. All right, I got you. I'm taking orders. But yeah, I mean, on some real shit, that's why we're talking about, and that's why we titled the show Got Good Sense, But Losing Your Good Senses. There's a lot of vanity wrapped up in a lot of the ways that we feel about ourselves. We know that good-looking people seem to have an easier time in life. Is it true? No. But does it look like that to us? Yes. And we ain't trying to be part of the ugly crew. Vanity all day. All day. But let's keep it moving, though. The hair thing, I know, is a big deal for women. It's a big deal. It is. It's a big deal. You know. And I guess I ain't helping. You know, I'm quick to poke fun. Like, look, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't even. The weave thing. Look, I can deal with the weave thing. I don't like it, but I can deal with it. That eyelash thing, though. Your eyes don't need no weave. You take that eye weave out. Get them eye awnings out of there, shorty. Get them eye awnings out of there, shorty. We not doing this. We not doing that. It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you. Y'all can call it to the show, man. If y'all want to call it to the show, you know, put in your 2 cents about a sense or an ability that you feel like is slipping away from you, I invite you to call in. You know, the show is totally uncensored. Express your passion in any form or fashion. If you want to curse, cuss, swear, do it right here. And I might even say, yeah, if you want to yell, scream, holler, you could do that shit. It never costs you a dollar. And the number to call is like 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It's the Daily Go Getterism Show all up in your area. We are in motion, and it's going to be all right. Yeah, you know it's going to be all right. Thank you. And we're talking about got good sense for losing your good senses. Got good sense for losing your good senses. I mean, this thing could be a lot worse. It could be a lot worse. Some of y'all can cook. Some of y'all can really, really cook. Now, what if you lost your ability to be able to do that? What if you lost your ability to be able to cook? Like, yo, everybody be talking about how good my dishes are, my meals are, and all that kind of shit. There aren't too many physical ailments or deterioration that can take that away from you. And I'm just saying that so we can stay a little bit on the positive side. We talking about the things that we've lost on a personal side, but all is not lost no matter what. All is not lost. We still here, baby. We still here. And we ain't going nowhere. Not in that way, we ain't. It's going to be all right. Yeah, you know it's going to be all right. Thank you. A lot of y'all can cook, but I tell you, this one sometimes suffers your ability to be able to sing. There may have been a time in your life where you could really blow out them notes. And you may not be as hot, as sharp as you used to be. You may have been able to, you know, I don't know, crack a glass. I never understood why that was important. Why would I need to break a glass with my voice? And most people who can break a glass with their voice, that don't translate into good songs, or sometimes not even really, I don't know. Anyway, that to me, that can end your career or have a really serious impact on your career. Like, you know how well Whitney Houston used to be. She was like the ultimate alto. She was the ultimate alto. Used to kill it, right? But you know, at the end of her career, at the near the end of her life, she was trying to get her voice back. Because around the late 90s, they said that her cigarette smoking and whatever, you know, was starting to affect her voice, and she couldn't sing as well as she used to be able to sing. Can you imagine how she had to feel about that shit? Like, fuck. Mariah still got it, and I ain't got fuck that. So she was fighting her way back. But some of y'all may be, you know, the type to go ahead and grab the mic and get stupid on a karaoke. Speaking of grabbing the mic and getting stupid on a karaoke, Barbara Hill Cisse just came in. Now, I don't know if y'all know, but she can sing her fucking ass off. Acapella, whatever. You know, she know how to do that shit. But one thing I know about her personally is she was always worried about not being able to do it no more. And, you know, like, we take people who can sing for granted, but we are amazed at this shit, too. You know, because if you are a halfway singer or, you know, you can sing, but you ain't a singer, you know, you might have to get your voice together before you decide to sing. It could be stage fright behind it, you know, fear or contempt for all that attention. But you see other people, they just, they be like, oh, time to sing. And they just start blowing. You'd be like, damn, I couldn't sing like that at that level, or, you know, at that pitch or that tone. Like, you know, you can sing when you don't have to yell when you sing. You don't have to sing loud. When you can sing low, hey, you know you got it. Because they not talk singing, they singing. You just got the voice. Not everybody has it. And if you start to lose it, feel some kind of way. You hear people say it all the time. Like, I used to really be able to sing. I don't know what happened. Barbara Hill Cisse says, couldn't communicate till I got to the Appy. What's up? And Narcel says, my falsetto is gone. No more El DeBarge for me. All this love is waiting for you, my darling. Is my baby my darling? Okay. Baby, oh. They whole family is falsetto. It must not, none of them must have any balls. Like, they ballless. Even the women. Anyway. Bobby Hill Cisse says, I had to find my inner voice. Felt like I was showing off. Dumb shit. Yeah, like Carol said, if they say if you don't use it, you'll lose it. You're like, well, and you may be thinking to yourself, like, why? Why would I lose my voice? I ain't got to exercise my voice. Like, but yeah, in order to get to that point, because you can damage things. Not everything that you damage physically is a physical thing. Like, you thinking, like, your voice, that's not a physical thing. How to get fucked up? I don't know. Ask the DOC. The DOC, if y'all don't know, is a rapper, you know, a West Coast rapper. He's actually from Houston, Texas, but was somewhere down in Texas. But he went to the West Coast, and he used to write rhymes for Dr. Dre and Eazy-E and rappers out there. But he had his own album in 1989, and you know that shit was all that. DOC, the Doc and the Doctor. You know what I mean? Dre is getting funky enough. But he was in a bad car accident and fucked up his larynx. And he has none of the voice that he used to have. So, yes, you can fuck up your voice. I mean, what dumb luck. What fucking dumb luck. To use the one thing that was going to make him rich and famous. Sure, husband says, I used to sing very well until my acid reflux came up my esophagus and burned my vocal cord. Damn. Had to learn sign language. When my voice came back, it wasn't the same. Oh, shit. Wow. Narcissus says, Bunny still has it, though. What, the balls or the voice? Barbara Hill says, It got better after my divorce. Go figure. See, that was mental. That was mental. Yeah, stress-related things can really fuck up things physically for you. It really can. Bobby Hill says, yes, the DOC voice is crazy. Yo, that first album, I mean, shit was all of that. That album was a complete album beginning to end. Like the best thing on Ruthless to me. But yeah. Yeah, it happens. It happens. It can happen to any one of us. You lose that shit. Got good sense for losing your good senses. Got good sense for losing the good senses. I've always had this thing about getting older. Because that's not even what we're talking about today. Of course, some of these things come as you age. But it's not about, I don't want to get into the reason that you can't do this or because you're losing this is because of age. Because young people, you lose abilities too. They do. So age comes at every age. You know, you may not be able to do the things that you could do when you were 8, when you're 16. You know? But when you start to lose something that you really used to be in control of, it can affect you mentally, emotionally, and sometimes it can demoralize you to the point where you don't want to try as much as you used to want to try. And that's what we're trying to avoid. We don't want to get into the point where we feel like one thing was making us, and because we don't have that one thing anymore, now we are broken. No. That's exactly where we don't want to go today. That's exactly where we do not want to go today. I don't want no part of that. So, yeah. And if people really don't believe that your mental state can really fuck you up physically, look at alopecia, since we were talking about hair before. Look at alopecia. Many people have reported having alopecia. Big 50-cent pieces of hair gone in they scalp. As soon as they got their mind right, the hair grew back miraculously. No medicine, no medication, no treatment. Your head got better, your heart got better, your hair grew back. Go figure. Go figure. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. And make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel. Yeah. Got good sense for losing your good senses. I said you got good sense for losing your good senses. All right, man. Let's talk about weight loss for a minute, y'all. Let's talk about weight loss for a minute. Some of y'all used to be thin. Some of y'all used to be muscular. Some of y'all used to be stacked. And y'all probably still are in the eyes of others. But in your own mind, you're like, ugh. Gravity starts to take over. Gravity starts to take over. I know when I was younger, I didn't even learn how to gain weight until I was 22 years old. The long summer of 40 ounces and chicken wings. That's all I ate that whole summer. 40 ounces and chicken wings. But I noticed once it seemed like I broke my metabolism, it was never the same again after that. It was never the same. I didn't get fat, and I actually took the weight back off. But it was like once you show your metabolism that, all right, I'm gonna push you to the limit and I'm gonna make you gain weight. It'd be like, all right, see, I was holding you down before. Now look. How many of y'all can still run with y'all grandkids or your kids? Like I could still run with Yanni, but I'm sure she can beat me now. But you know, I took advantage of when she was little. I could still beat her. But I was never a real fast runner. I thought I was, but I guess in retrospect, I'm like, I was never all that fast. I was faster when being chased. But if I got, you know, I wasn't all that fast. I really wasn't. No, so it says learning when and when not to speak and acting upon decisions. Woo-wee. Woo! I'm not even sure if that's a census. That might just be a sense. Your husband says, my cousin could play the piano very well, but now carpal tunnel. Oh, shit. Oh, she got that carpal. A lot of instrument players, a lot of musicians get fucked up with carpal tunnel. Typists used to get carpal tunnel all the time. Now typing is. Remember when computers first came out? It was a big thing. Like, if you want to learn computers, you got to learn how to type first. It made sense at the time, because just to make a circle, you used to have like 10 pages of programming. You know, technology back then. Just to make a circle, 10 pages of programming. Like, yo, you had to enter all of that shit. It was crazy. Now it's like, we are so technologically advanced that we take it for granted. But yeah, not being able to play the piano or the horn or the guitar. That's your whole livelihood. Rest in peace to Eddie Van Halen. Barbara Hill CC says, glad I had the good sense to get my education, which is where the photo came from. College, mid-30s. So many are trying to go back now during the pandemic and economic crisis. Man, shout out to all of y'all who went to college as adults. Because I'll be goddamn. I don't know if I could pass a class these days. I might be smarter, but I ain't more focused on no school. Like, there's no way that shit could be a... I would suck in a classroom right now. I would be good until it was test-taking time. I'm like, I ain't got to take that shit. What you going to do if I don't take it? Nothing. You ain't my boss. I pay for this class. See, when you was in your late teenage or early 20s, you ain't believe that you were in control of your education. I'd be like, man, I ain't got to take no test. Shit, got to go work anyway. And I got kids. Fuck out of here. My life ain't dependent upon these grades. Fuck you and these grades. I paid for them anyway. Why can't I just buy an A? But yeah, shout out to anybody who has gone back to school, taken classes, and received a degree as an adult. That's not no easy shit. It sounds easy. And people make it sound easy just because they're taking online classes. That shit ain't easy. Still got to do the work. Barbara Hill C6 says, I've been lifting weights almost daily. My midsection is almost on point, and my girls ain't looking too bad either. Got to work these thighs. Have to be active working from home. And then David says, I can't run anywhere with these titties. Can't find a good sports bra. Man, our ancestors had big titties back in Africa. I ain't hear them talking about no sports bra. You need a titty cloth. You know, they had a loin cloth. You need a titty cloth. All you need is a breast cloth. How did big titty African women, how did they do it? How did they do it back in the day? You ain't going to tell me they didn't run. They could run for miles with a, you know, balancing a fruit basket on their head. And you bitching about big titties and a track and field. I'll hear none of it. I'll hear none of it. Emily Dunlap says, Barbara, last time I had healthy hair was 2016. when my accident happened, trying to get it back to that, slowly getting there. That's what's up. And then they says, you remember complaining about your jumping jacks every Saturday. That's just because y'all was complainers. That ain't had nothing to do with y'all titties. There's nowhere that says in the exercise handbook that women, large-breasted women, should not do jumping jacks. Matter of fact, it says in the marriage handbook that you should do them all the time. And I can show you. Mm-hmm. Monica Davis says, yeah, Annette, we need those jumping jacks and fire hydrants. Monica says, when I could run, I wasn't faster than my son, but I could run. You should be doing the marathons. I used to be like, look at this chick. Doing marathons and shit. You're crazy. You're like, oh, you going to do the next one? Nope. I ain't going no marathon. I ain't running. I don't like to run. I know. I mean, I like to run. When you go for a jog, you start liking it. I don't want to like it. I'm like, nah, man, fuck this. Let's do some sprints. Get it over with. Cheryl Hudson says, yeah, duct tape. That's right, duct tape. That must have been how the ancients did it. Our ancient ancestors, the big titty ones, they used duct tape. Yeah, learning to type with Mavis. Yeah, I remember that shit. Wow. Healthy lungs. Sure do. Barbara Hill C6 says, I was never a good runner. I'm awkward as fuck. Like, my knees don't lift when running. I run like a sissy. It's why I always lost during cops and robbers and catch a girl get... And then David told me, so I knew I shouldn't have said shit. You were inclined to say it because you're truthful. And it was only right that you said it. I just want you to think about your ancestors. That's all. When you go complaining about how bad your life is, I just want you to think about your great, 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 great grandmother and what she would have had to have done, Annette. That's all I'm asking you to do. Think about something bigger than yourself. Think about your legacy. That's all I want you to do. Think about what happened and how those who paved the way for you, think about the sacrifices that they had to make. That's all I'm asking you to do. That's all. I love the jumping jacks. They were the greatest things. We should do some jumping jacks today. We should all do some jumping jacks today. Y'all want to do them right now? Let's do them now. No? All right, we'll do them later. I'm going to put out a video today. Jumping jacks. We're going to do some jumping jacks today. Yeah. Putting out the jumping jacks video today. That's right. That's right. I'm glad you came to your senses. This is why this show is called Got Good Sense, But Losing Your Good Senses. She said, my bad, I'll just shut the fuck up. That's right. You think about your great, 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 great grandmother and the sacrifices that she made. You know what I mean? She had to do jumping jacks with a big titty self, probably just to, you know, keep Massa from destroying the family. And here you are. The nerve. Ugh. Ugh. Well, there's never too late to repent, and I encourage you to do so. You good for 50 jumping jacks later? I'm serious. I'm gonna put out the video later or go live. We're gonna do the 50 jumping jacks later on. The beauty I could not see, Cherry just came through. A Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. And she says, I'm good for 5 jumping jacks. Good 5 measly jump. No, you're going to do more than that. You're going to do more than that shit. You're going to do more than that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody getting away with no 5 jumping jacks. We're gonna do jumping jacks later on. We're gonna do jumping jacks later on. We good. I'm glad y'all brought it up. That's what I'm talking about. Mind Right Body Better Fitness Program, baby. We still here. You know our motto. We don't die, we thunder thigh. The new motto just came out. We don't die, we thunder thigh. All right. So, running. Shoot, some of us can't even walk as good as we used to. You know, some people who didn't drive, they used to walk for miles. Beat the bus to places that they were going. And some people be like, man, I get winded after a block or two. I can't do it. Now you know what that's about. Come on, man. He says, I'm at work. No jumping jacks for me. Man, you doing them anyway. Fuck that. You be working by yourself a lot. You could do them. Sure. Says, oh, shit. Let me get the tape out. That's right. Get ready. Get ready, because here I come. Get ready, because here I come. All right. But yeah, like some people can't walk as well as they used to. Shout out to all my people who have gotten hip surgery out there. You know, that hip surgery shit is real. The damn hip surgery. Hip surgery. No, them hip surgery people be fucked up. You know what I mean? The hip surgery people. Shout out to all my hip surgery people, baby. Shout out to my hip surgery people. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be all right, though. It's going to be all right. You know? It's going to be all right. And just because you had hip surgery or knee surgery, shout out to all my knee surgery people. Shout out to all my Aquarians with y'all weak-ass ankles. Falling all over the place. You know what I'm talking about, Carol. Y'all weak ass Aquarius, the weak ass ankles, baby. You know what I'm saying? Y'all one step away from. All right, listen, we're not picking on nobody today. Matter of fact, we're going to strike that from the record. It's stricken. Strike it from the record. Yes, we are. Shout out to my hip surgery people. Shout out to my knee surgery people. Shit is. This serious shit, man. Teeth. Some of y'all used to be able to eat ice cream with y'all two front teeth. Like, used to be able to chew the ice cream cold as shit. I mean, might not be able to do that now. Like, yo, now you got to keep it strictly on your tongue and you shifting it from side to side. Don't even touch your teeth. Make sure it don't even touch your teeth. Shout out to my people who have lost their teeth and got a whole new set of choppers. Y'all know who y'all are. It's a lot of people out there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people are very sensitive. Shout out to my people who won't smile with their mouth open because they ashamed of their teeth. You know the oops, oh show. No teeth. The no tooth smiles. Get a new set of teeth. Get your confidence back. Fuck it. Get your confidence back. I might not be down with getting extra. Like, don't count me out when it comes to like weight loss surgery, any kind of cosmetic surgery, but. Getting your teeth back in your mouth, I can't hate on that. You don't want to be a gummy bear. You're a gummy boo. Don't be a gummy boo or a dummy boo. Monica Davis Says, yo, our ancestors had strong legs with those dances. Them little African kids look like they still, you know what I mean? They must have strong feet, too. They'd be barefoot like fuck. I'd be like, yo. It must never rain in Africa, man. All that dirt looked like it'd been dry for years. And they just be bop. Assuming that we're from Africa, because, you know, the jury is still out. I don't think we're all from Africa, but, you know, for the sake of argument. All right, Emily says, I got you on the other 21. About two and a half. So you up to five teamwork. You know what? That's not going to make the dream. No, Emily, that doesn't make the dream work. That does not make the dream work. At school and state college, we walked everywhere. Didn't we, Monica? Yo, everywhere. We and you know what? It's funny. You don't know how in shape you are walking all of those damn mountains and hills and shit up at State College. You don't realize how much in great shape you are until your ass come home for the summer. And then when you go back up there, you like, yo, I'm out of shape. Yeah. Yeah. Barbara Hill C6 says, I have a gap and I love it. I smile all the time. You should. You should. A gap is nothing. Shoot. Not having teeth is the problem. Having teeth, I don't see that as being a problem. And then David says, not ashamed of my teeth. I look and feel goofy as hell when I smile with my teeth. No, you don't. Maybe you feel that way. You don't look. There's nothing wrong. You have a pretty smile. Cheryl Hudson says, some guys might like gummy for personal reasons. I know, yeah. But I haven't, you know, sure, it's funny you should bring that up, because I haven't heard any reports thus far about any gummy booze, you know, being able to do that any better than anybody else. Gummy boo. Because a woman who's a good woman don't use their teeth anyway. It's all those bad women. I promised myself I would not say anything sexually explicit on this one episode. I'm taking this one episode off. Y'all better enjoy it, because tomorrow's Sunday. All right. Beauty, I cannot see Cherry says, yes, as Cheryl. Prove it. I ain't heard no. Look, all the dudes I've known, all the reported blowjobs, I ain't heard nothing about no toothless women being able to do that. I haven't heard anything about it. Barbara Hill C. Say, talking about something. I'm getting an ass tuck, psych. I do have one stubborn dimple on my left cheek. TMI, but nobody will judge here. I'm about to start judging. Fuck is you talking about? I'm judging. Emily. That David says, who's going to bring me lunch? He also says, school teacher from Hookers on the Point. Omar, I said it for you. Thank you. Oh. Hookers on the Point. Yo. Yo. The HBO joint. Yeah. I like that show. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool. Well, I heard I didn't hear the dude had to say about it. I hear what she had to say about it, but I ain't hear what the dude said. So unless we can get a taste test with these toothless boos. Toothless boo! I need to see you. Oh, toothless boo. Toothless boo. We need to see you. The toothless boo. Nobody can do what you do. The toothless boo. You don't need no teeth to kick it. You don't need no teeth to kick it. if you ain't got no teeth or nowhere to stick it. I said, you don't need no teeth. All right, see, you see what y'all making me do? See what you're making me do? I was chilling, and I'm going back. I'm going to exercise self-control. Yes, I am. Sure, husband says, I heard of a man leaving his woman because of skew kipper. Yom kippur? Barbara Hill CC says, how about I worked up on Hunts Point Co-op meat market up in the Bronx and drove past those ladies of the night every day thinking that they were waiting for the bus? It's beauty, I cannot see cherry does on toothless blue. Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay, hold up. Let me make up a real song. Hold on. Oh, toothless boo, you know I love you. Toothless boo, you know that 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 I love you. Toothless boo, I love you. Toothless boo, yeah, you know that I love you. Toothless boo, you know that I love you. A toothless boo, you know that I love you. I never played no woman with no tinges above you. A toothless boo, you know that I love you. A toothless boo, you know that I love me some you. That's my toothless boo, my toothless boo. My toothless boo, no dentures are above you. My toothless boo, you know that I'm always with you. No teeth, no problem. No teaching, no problem. No tooth, no problem. No tooth, no problem. You got a problem, yo? You go, definitely gonna solve them. You're my toothless boo. You're my toothless boo. You are my toothless boo. Yeah, Toothless Boo. That was Toothless Boo, backed by popular demand. You know what I mean? Calling the request line. You know what I mean? You ain't got no teeth, I ain't got no beef. You ain't got no teeth, I ain't got no beef. You ain't got no teeth, you ain't got no beef. Yo, we gonna do this shit like Chris and me. You ain't got no teeth, I ain't got no beef. You my Toothless Boo, nobody mess with you except me, baby. You know how we D, baby. All right. And then Davey says, who's doing that with teeth anyway? The purpose is not to use your teeth. Yeah, tell a friend. So as it says, I heard of a man leaving his girl because she always bit his meat. But I never heard of someone leaving because she gummed too hard. Me either. Gummy boos have an advantage pleasure-wise. Hey, all right, well, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, said it. He said it! It can't be wrong. At least not all the way. Can't be wrong, baby. Oh. All right, y'all, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. October 17th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box, Karen Richburg. Happy birthday to you, Karen, turning 54 years old today. And Judith Nolasco, turning 28 years old today, and Anita Evans. Happy birthday to you, Miss Evans, and Emmanuel Carolyn Bickey, Emmanuel, turning 32 years old today. And also David Austin IV, turning 45 years old today. He got Bow, 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 bow. You turning 45 today and right now. Do your damn thing, my brother. And Tanny Nickerson, happy birthday to you. And Stassi Lynn Bryant turning 55 years old today. And Cheryl C. Rome, happy birthday to you, Cheryl C. Rome. And my girl, from all the way back in the day, 1990, Yannick Campbell King. Yannick Campbell King turning 47 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And my girl, Ronika Lawton, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, stay from the PSU, Kappa Alpha Psi, my man, Mike Ravel, turning 50 years old today. He's a 1970 baby. As with the blind, the cripple, crazy. Yeah, my man, Mike Ravel. He was like, Mike Ravel seemed like he was the richest black dude at Penn State. Yo, Monica, my lie is like, I like the dude paid. Anyway, I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 17th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, listen, man, you know, we ain't gonna live forever, and the things that we have been gifted to, they won't last forever either. But it doesn't mean that you go when it goes. We all go at the same time, but just know that the gifts that you really have are still here, and it's going to be y'all right. Yeah, you think it ain't going to be y'all right, but it will. Yo, see y'all tomorrow, 11 o'clock a.m. for another, actually for the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So I'm going to holler at y'all, your blog talk. We out of here.